This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anjikhad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains, and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve the connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said, the Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla Rail Line Project is a symbol of a new, empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है. उधमपुर श्रीनगर बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will not bow to terrorism. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for their invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests, as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad called on Foreign Minister of Germany, Johann Wadephul, yesterday. Mr. Wadephul condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and reaffirmed Germany's strong support and solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. The delegation also had a productive interaction with Vice President of German Parliament, Umut Noripur, at Berlin yesterday. The delegation appreciated Germany's strong and unequivocal support for India's principled stand against terrorism. They conveyed India's firm response to Pahalgam terror attack and briefed about Operation Sindoor. The delegation reiterated the country's zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The all-party delegation also met member of the German Bundestag, Ralf Brinkers, and chairman of Foreign Affairs Committee, Armin Laschet. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has ordered the attachment of a fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi's business accounts, mutual funds and shares to recover over 2 crore rupees. The amount is related to a penalty imposed on him for violating the insider trading rules in the shares of Gitanjali Gems. Mr. Choksi, who was the chairman and managing director of Gitanjali Gems, is accused of sharing unpublished price-sensitive information with an associate. Based on that information, the associate had sold off his entire 5.75% stake in the company in 2017, allegedly to avoid losses, before details of the fraudulent activities involving the company became public. In 2022, the SEBI had fined Mr. Choksi 1.5 crore rupees and banned him from trading in the securities market for 1 year. However, Mr. Choksi did not pay the fine, prompting the SEBI to issue a demand notice last month. The Indian Air Force Test Pilot Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, selected for the Gaganyaan mission of ISRO, will be among the other multinational astronauts to be launched in the International Space Center under ASIM-4 mission on June 10th by U.S. space agency NASA. Shubhanshu Shukla, who underwent rigorous training at the Yuri Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center in Russia and later at ISRO's Astronaut Fest Training Facility in Bengaluru, will conduct exclusive food and nutrition experiments. The Department of Biotechnology in India has designed and developed a kit to examine the impact of microgravity and space radiation on edible microalgae. Chief Advisor of the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Dr. Muhammad Yunus, has announced that the country's next national elections will be held in the first half of April next year. Delivering a televised address to the nation on the eve of Eid ul-Adha, Dr. Yunus said, the Election Commission will provide a detailed roadmap for the elections at an appropriate time. The Chief Advisor added that the government is taking all necessary measures to ensure a favourable environment for the polls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.